The governor revived a bill known as Alicia's Law by tacking an amendment onto a different bill after the original measure, sponsored by Senator Cree Deeds, died during the regular session. Deeds says this bill helps fund the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force by adding $5 more to criminal fees.
I really don't think this is that too much of a burden. And you know, if you put this on the cost-benefit scale, the benefit far outweighs the cost. This is a program that's been proven to work. It's been proven to save lives.
The House defeated the governor's identical amendment to 11 bills that declared the measures would not take effect until they were funded in a budget. Delegate Todd Gilbert questioned why McCullough did that when so many other bills had cost too.
Certainly they didn't all have fiscal impacts, but just as certainly many of them did. Does the gentleman know why the governor chose on those 774 bills not to apply the same logic to the very few bills he's chosen to apply it to here today?
The Senate failed to override the governor's veto of a bill that confirmed the right of students to religious expression in the public schools. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.